My dearly beloved, in today's gospel, we have two main themes. One is suggested by the words of our Lord, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me. And then our Lord goes on to speak of sorrow and joy, and how they would have sorrow, but their sorrow would be turned into joy. And this is particularly comforting, the final words, and your joy no one shall take from you. These two themes of the little while and the joy and sorrow are very closely connected. But first of all, little while. I like that word. In Latin, it's one word, modicum. And in today's gospel, that word modicum is mentioned 7 times. A little while, and you shall see me. And again, a little while and you shall not see me, and again, a little while and you shall see me. So what is our Lord referring to? Some might think that he's speaking about the fact that he's going to die and be buried the next day, because this was spoken at the Last Supper, and then he would rise again on the resurrection. But it does not refer to that little while, but rather to his coming ascension into heaven. That a little while and you shall not see me, that our Lord would be taken from them. He would ascend into heaven. And we know that is what he is referring to, because he says, because I go to the Father. But then he says, in a little while you shall see me, meaning that they, after their earthly pilgrimage is over, they will go to heaven, and then they'll be united to him, never to lose that companionship, that union with Christ in heaven. This word, the modicum, the little while, should be of great comfort to us, because we all have trials. You have a cross, a suffering, discouragement, a trial of whatever kind. It is a good thing to remind yourself that it is temporary, and that in a little while you shall no longer have that suffering or that trial. And even if you have some sort of physical ailment that lasts your whole life, that still is a little while compared to eternity, the length of eternity, the everlasting joy of eternity. So you think about that modicum when you have something to suffer. Yes, I have this cross, I have this trial, but it's temporary. And after a while, it will be gone. It will be over. And that can help us to endure when we have something to suffer. The martyrs all used this lesson. They were tormented and they knew that it would last a little while. And then they would expire and they would go straight to heaven because of the reward of martyrdom. And they would suffer no longer. I'm reminded of the story of the Maccabees. There are 7 brothers who were put together by a tyrant about 180 years before Christ in the Old Testament. And their story, the story of their martyrdom, is listed in what we call the second book of Maccabees. And it tells how they were one at a time taken before this tyrant who tried to get them to renounce their religion. And they each said to him something to this effect, "You can torture me now, but in a little while it will be over. And then you will be punished by God, and that I will then have the happiness of heaven." And they also professed their faith in the resurrection of the body, saying something to the effect that you may torture my body, but on the last day God will give me back these members of my body, new and fresh, you might say. And really, all the martyrs gave to their tyrants, to their persecutors, a similar answer. You might have power over me right now. You might make me suffer right now, but in a little while, it will be over. And in that, after a little while, I will have the happiness of heaven, and you will have to render an accounting to God for the evil that you do. Let us all remember that little while. Sometimes we can be enduring something and it goes on day after day, even month after month, and we think, how long can this last? How long will this trial remain? Well, the answer is modicum, a little while. Maybe it seems a long time to us at the time, but compared to eternity, it is indeed a little while. So let us remember that when we suffer and use that word, that modicum, that idea, as a source of comfort, consolation, and encouragement to continue to bear our crosses in this life. Then our Lord goes on to say that his followers would have sorrow. You shall have sorrow, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. You shall weep and lament, but the world shall be joyful. And it's interesting, you think about joy and sorrow, there are two kinds of joy, and there are two kinds of sorrow. Let us think about joy. There's the joy of the world. Our Lord says, you shall weep and lament, the world shall rejoice. The problem with the joy of the world is that it is based on something that cannot give happiness. It is based on pleasure. It is based on temporal things and temporary things, on material things. And it is really skin deep. Because true joy is something that comes from the heart. It comes from a conscience at rest with itself, from peace of soul. There is where we have real joy, because we know in our heart that we are living according to God's holy will. We're looking forward to eternity. Whereas the joy of the world is just like a garment, a covering. Down inside, in the heart and soul of that individual, there is the torment of a guilty conscience. And so even the joys are passing, they're short, and they're really not deep and lasting joys. On the other hand, sorrow also is of two different kinds. The sorrow of a good Christian is the sorrow we experience for the losses we experience in this life, the sufferings we experience, the setbacks, the discouragements, and so forth. But again, we have a good conscience. We look forward to happiness with God in heaven. And our sorrows are temporary. And even then, they are bearable. Because in the depths of our heart and soul, there is a joy of serving God. And knowing that we look forward after this little while to the happiness of heaven. But the sorrow of the world is very different. It's bitter. It is a depressing, miserable kind of sorrow because it is based upon a bad conscience, which accuses the person of not living according to God's holy will, not pleasing God, and knowing that they will one day be called to render an account for how they live and for all the evil things they have done in their lives. And so they cannot have real joy because that bothers them. So let us remember that also in our sorrow, that as our Lord says, your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Our Lord's followers have sorrow because he did. Our Lord carried his cross. He suffered. He died. We cannot expect to be greater. The disciple is not better, is not greater than the master. If our Lord suffered, we also must have our sorrows. But they're nothing compared to what he suffered. And also, our sorrow is temporary and will be turned into joy. Let us all remember that modicum, that little while, a little while of the trials of this life and an everlasting joy, a little while of suffering, a little while of all of the difficulties we have in this life, but then an everlasting joy that we have to look forward to. And above all, let us remember that once we attain it, no one shall be able to take it from us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.